Let's write it to whom it may concern, under Dr. Well, you don't have to be letterhead on it. We'll do it. This is regarding Ann Noles, N-O-L-E-S, 3573. I have been asked to review Ms. Noles' chart regarding pre-authorization for her Monjora, period. I've known Ms. Noles for over 2 years now. She's a 51-year-old woman with history of hypertension, HLD, non-insulin-dependent diabetes. She has been a smoker, coronary artery disease, saw a cardiologist in 2024 because of coronary artery disease, was told to lose weight, was told to get her blood sugar under control, period. She has obesity with a BMI of 36, smoker, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, shortness of breath with activity, and syncope at the time of visit, period. She started with a hemoglobin of over 7, period. Patient was started on Monjora diet and exercise, period. Patient has done quite well. With the help of Monjora, her A1C dropped to 6.5, 5.8, and then 5.5 most recently, period. Patient's current medication includes Synthroid, 125 microgram, lisinopril at the lowest dose, 10 milligram, for renal protection, and her Monjora at 15 milligram a week, period. Patient has been able to get off her Neurontin for diabetic neuropathy and her Crestor because of her triglycerides are have improved so much with diet, exercise, and help of Monjora, period. In a paragraph, patient is doing quite well in the Monjora, has lost tremendous amount of weight, over 50 pounds. She also had silent sleep apnea, which is now resolved, period. Patient has not had any insurance. It's critical for her to continue with her Monjora at 15 milligram weekly sub-Q. It's the opinion of this examiner, taking her off the Monjora would cause tremendous harm, even death, with the return of sleep apnea, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and all the other issues and problems that she has been able to resolve with this medication, period. I have instructed my office manager to start the pre-authorization process for this medication for Ms. Knowles, and I'm willing to speak on a peer-to-peer review with regarding this medication with another physician of the insurance company if needed. And once again, I believe this to be life-threatening for patients to get off her medication, and I do everything in my power to help my patient get the medication that she desperately needs and has been proven to be a life-saving for her. Sincerely, Dr. Rafael De La Flor, MD. Thank you.